www.dfallradio.com. Today is Friday, March 26, 2004, and this is Default Daily.
Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along, ling-long.
Yo, this is Decoder.
Yep.
Default Daily, and you heard my guest already.
Lucky 55.
That's fucking right, baby. And this is it, man. Default Daily. And I just want to make sure everyone knows this right here is Friday. So tonight, you better be listening to the Default Radio, www.defaultradio.com on DDP Hack Radio, which Lucky is still banned from.
Yeah.
But maybe not for long. You never know.
Yeah,
but anyway,
man, the people want me.
They want you back. They want you back, and I might have to grudgingly accept you back. But just to let everyone know that you're on phone number 206-736-1234. And if you want to get a hold of me personally, you could reach me at 206-333-1942, 206-333-1942. You want to hear the main directory, which really sucks and is old and still lists the old number? You can call it at 206-888-3334. It sucks, but you know what? It got numbers on there. So you want to call it 206-888-3334.
Man, my phone's already dying, Decoder. I swear you picked the worst fucking moment.
It doesn't matter. This is going to be a short up anyway. This is going to be a short up. Matter of fact, why don't you get into what you wanted to get into?
Yeah, well, I bought this gate phone off eBay, which is a Nokia 6340i, because I thought it was going to be fucking cool. And the auction, it was deemed that it was an unlocked phone. So I was like, fuck yeah. So I purchased the phone, came in, no scratches, looks flawless, beautiful phone. So I'm like, yeah. Well, I put my white AT&T SIM card in the phone, and it says phone restricted. Just as if it were a locked phone. I'm like, oh, that son of a bitch. I was getting all pissed off. I was about to give this guy negative feedback.
Yeah.
I sent him an email, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I put a T-Mobile SIM. This phone was locked to Singular, by the way. So he's like, I put a T-Mobile SIM card in that right before I sent it to you, and it worked fine. So, he's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm fucking around with my phone today, and I find one of my old T-Mobile phones. So I open it up, and sure enough, there's a SIM card in it. So I take it out, just because I'm curious, and I put it in my phone. And I turn it on, and it just boots up like a regular phone. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. So I go and get my girlfriend's phone because she has a GSM only phone.
Yeah.
And I put the blue AT&T SIM card in. Boots up, works fine. I can receive calls, make calls. I'm like, what the fuck, man? So it has to do something with the white SIM cards that AT&T has, which apparently, according to their website, has the ESN information or the TDMA information programmed on the SIM card. So I don't know what the fuck is up with that. If anyone knows how to unlock it so that I can use the white SIM cards in, I'd appreciate it. Leave a message in this box.
Leave a message in here or call 909-590-0004. Or email them, lucky225@tron.com.
Yeah, at 2600.com.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are we still going to hack off the hook on Thursday? Next Thursday?
Man, I don't know what the hell you were talking about. I was just like, whatever, man.
We should just call up and just be idiots. I'm telling you. I'm going to do it. Next week, you'll hear it.
All right. I'll listen for it, man.
I thought you were going to do it with me.
I ain't going to call that shit. What the hell?
Yeah, we're going to do it. I'm just going to do it on the bridge while you're talking, and I'll take you the phone call.
Besides, I'm currently employed now, so I won't have time for that shit.
You'll be there on Thursday.
We'll see.
We'll fucking see. Any fucking way. But yeah, you know, I don't know. Apparently, by the way, first of all, I want to say one thing about these voicemail boxes. If you want to leave a message in here, you know, feel free, of course, but just kind of leave a message to say you listen to the show. If it's anything imperative, either call my box, email me, something. You know, I'd rather you call the maybe not my box, but just, you know what? I'm going to give out my personal laser voicemail box, as a matter of fact, because here's the problem. This is the problem I'm having. I want to give shouts to everyone who left messages in here, but the problem I'm having is I can't save that many, and they're getting, you know, deleted. The fucking voicemail is deleting the messages on its own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give out my personal laser voicemail box, the one I'm going to be currently taking messages in. And as a matter of fact, it's listed on the error message archive, which I forgot the number for. But I'm going to be taking messages. If you want to leave a personal message for me, yeah, I'd rather you call the 333-1942 because that's a K7 and it'll just get sent straight to my email. But if you don't want to get your ANI thrown through, then what you want to do is you want to call up, where the fuck is it? 206-222-0385. That's 206-222-0385. That's one of the error messages. It's one of my favorite ones. It's something about you hear like some bitch saying, some British girl saying, like, London codes and numbers have been changed. For outside of London, use 020 or some bullshit. Leave me messages in there. Leave them in here, too. Say, hey, this is fucky 227. And your show is sucks, you know what I'm saying? The other thing is, somebody left a message. They didn't leave a handle, but they said that yesterday's episode was pathetic.
Yeah.
The one with just the bridge. They said it was pathetic.
I wonder if they listened to the whole thing or they just skipped it.
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, you know, we'll see. That person who said it was pathetic, tell us what we did right at the very end of the episode.
I had something else to talk to you about this other, that I'll share on here.
Right.
As you know, 212-867-5309 has been owned.
Yeah, it's still owned, by the way.
It is still owned, by the way. And I've been relayed by someone that has access to the voicemail box that there was a message in there.
Yeah.
That it was basically a guy leaving a phone number, and he said, yeah, you need to call me back. Our phone lines are crossed, and the phone company says I need your address.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That is great. What was the phone number he left? Was it 212 number?
No, actually, it was a Jersey number.
Really?
908. Yeah.
Our lines are crossed, and the phone company says I need your address.
I just thought it was pretty funny.
That is really odd. He doesn't know how to, I don't know, reset it?
Or forward his number to somewhere else? Since it obviously, I guess, is a landline. I thought that was a wireless number, wasn't it?
Yeah, why? So,
yeah, well, if his phone lines are crossed, then it's probably a landline that's being forwarded to a wireless number.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, he doesn't know what the hell's going on, and he's probably saying, no, that's my home voicemail, or maybe someone owned his landline, but the phone is to the right, with Verizon Advanced Services and forwarded it to that without him even knowing that it's being forwarded. And now he thinks that, now he thinks the line is crossed or something. Who knows? Because, you know, if it's being called forwarded, then his phone will ring.
You know what? I think you're overthinking it here. You know what it is? Do you want to know what it fucking is?
What is it?
That was a horrible, horrible attempt at that guy to social engineer somebody.
Maybe.
That's what it was.
I'm just saying, like, if it's being forwarded, his phone would ring once, and then it would go to that voicemail. That might cause him to think the lines are crossed. Yeah, if he doesn't know that he has call forwarding on that line or
cross, does that still happen?
Yeah, it happens nowadays, man.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah,
very fucking odd.
Yeah, my friend used to have a crossed wire, and the phone company came out and had to reset it because he basically had two dial tones. Whenever he tried to dial something, one would ring and the other would be busy.
God.
Yeah, and But when the phone company came out, he watched them carefully. This was someone that knew nothing about it, but he watched them carefully, like, untwist the wires from the P&I.
Yeah.
And then he used that pair forever.
That's it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a second phone line in his house, but it was the one that was crossed. It'd be funny.
Oh, God. So I'm just thinking that guy was, it was a bad attempt at social engineering, but I think it was.
Maybe, possibly.
And I need your address.
Okay.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, it's Waustigi, California.
Yeah, right?
That'd be pretty funny.
Well, I don't know, man. But like I was saying, yeah, I get a lot of messages in here, but I'm getting a lot deleted. But I do want to give shouts to everyone who left messages in here. Cessna, of course. Citadel left me a message that I'm going to have to get to later. I didn't really listen to the whole thing. It was in my personal box, but he left a bunch of messages in the 484 default as well. So big shouts to Citadel, shouts to Cessna, Gray Area, big shouts. And everybody else who left messages that I'm forgetting, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
Because like I said, I try to save them and it deletes them on its own. This box
beautiful.
Now.
That's just beautiful.
Oh, it's free voicemail, you know what I'm saying? This isn't really... You know.
Well, hey, I have free voicemail too, but oh wait, never mind. It's
and if anything's really that imperative, I might set up a separate line that for messages, like the default comment line or something, the default daily comment line, as opposed to the default radio voicemail box at 484 default 333-2858 for those of you who can't spell. So I might set up the default daily comment line. That might be coming soon. We'll have to see. Like I said, there's a lot of changes taking place, as a matter of fact, Lucky. Since you've been off default radio, we're doing a lot of different stuff.
All kinds of crazy.
Yeah, we're having different segments. It's not going to be as free form anymore. We're going to have, like, you know, it's going to be a little more fucking... A little more organized, pretty much, because this right here is going to be the free form version, you know? And I think I like it this way. Now, yeah, so if somebody leaves a message and says that the episode we did last night was pathetic. Well, you know what? Fucking, we could have just, excuse me, we could have just not done anything, so. If it was pathetic, it was pathetic. You know, we gave out a couple of numbers, we gave out some info, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
Just because it just wasn't set up just like every other episode we've done thus far, you know. Oh, well, don't worry, because, you know, I originally had planned to leave it on there until Saturday. But, because, you know, due to that comment, I listened to it again. I'm like, yeah, you know, this does kind of suck. It's not really, I'm not really giving people what they deserve to hear, you know. So we did it again. We got some music, got a good song. By the way, the intro music, in case you didn't know, was Ministry with a song called Jesus Built My Hot Rod. And that's actually Ministry and, what's the guy's name, Gibby Hayes from Butthole Surfers, the vocalist. So the guy sitting on there. Was Gibby Hayes from Butthole Surfers. Is that his last name, Hayes?
I think so.
You know, I'm going to have to look it up real quick because I'm kind of losing my mind lately. Like, I'm supposed to know these things. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
I really should. But not like anybody even knows who the Butthole Surfers are, let alone, okay, Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. All right, so I got a letter off. Gibby Haynes from the Butthole Surfers and Ministry with Jesus Built My Hot Rod. Real good song off the... off the album, Ministry album, Psalm 69.
Are you sure, man? Because I'm... Hold on one second. Yes.
God. Am I sure for what?
I'm like Googling it, and I come up with a bunch of Gibby Hayes.
If you Google butthole surfers, it's Haynes.
Well, that's what I Google, Gibby Hayes and butthole surfers.
Well, just because a bunch of idiots are spelling it wrong. Come on, you can Google misspelled words, you know what I'm saying, and it'll come up with hits.
All right, well, I got to go. My phone's dying. My girlfriend's at work.
I hear you, man. Well, that's it. This has been a short episode of Default Daily for, today. But make sure everybody check out Default Radio tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, defaultradio.com. We're going to have a bunch of guests. It's going to be good shit. Trust me. So stay tuned, motherfuckers. We're out of here.
All righty. Out.
Late.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.